Yikes. Okay.
Dave?
Don't mind me.
Sorry. Go ahead.
we're going to get things started, though, okay? Well, Coach, you know, just you know, to have that sort of performance against a team like San Diego State that's been, so tough in this league year in, year out, win by 15 points tonight. What does that mean for you and this team?
Well, great. You know, there were so many great things tonight. It started with the being sold out. What a neat deal for a Sunday afternoon, and that's what we needed. Our guys need that, and a crowd like that makes a difference, and that's what we face when we go on the road in these title contender games, and so something like that really helps us, and I'm pretty appreciative of that. Our guys had a great approach. My staff had a terrific game plan, and I think our guys just did a great job of executing it, and you know, we played a really good team tonight, and we kind of got hot at the start and had a good first half, and they made a great run at us to start the second half, and our guys bounced, took their blows and then went back at them again. So, really good college basketball game, two good teams, and we were fortunate to be there in the end.
Defensive effort for you guys.
Yeah.
2-for-19 from three, and forced 13 turnovers, only had six yourselves.
Yeah.
Defensively, what made you the most proud, I guess?
Well, just our guys were dialed in to Garden, and they're a great rebounding team too. You're not going to eliminate their offensive rebounds, but we got just enough defensive rebounds. I mean, they got a lot. You'd like them to get less, but I think our guys had a great mentality and a good battle about them.
You were up 11, and then Webb got his third foul, and you put him on the bench, and then they cut it to four.
Yeah.
And then you guys were able to extend it back out. I guess, especially tonight with the rebounding and stuff, how different is it when James is on the court?
Yeah, it's huge. He's such a key factor for us, and we knew we needed him down the stretch to get stops and rebounds, and that was pretty important. He got some big ones, and he's the guy that when the ball's up there and you see all kinds of bodies up there, he's the one guy on our team that can go up and get it.
Speaking of the defense, you kind of played zone there for a few possessions.
This chair got me. Sorry.
You played zone there for a few possessions. What led to that? What was the thinking behind going zone?
Well, they were getting kind of any shot they want, and they were dictating to us. I mean, J.J. O'Brien's he's a handful one-on-one, and then James got another foul, and so he was just going to pin fouls on our whole team, I think, and so we went zone and tried to close that off a little bit, and I think that bought us some time.
You guys kind of drew first blood in the game.
Yeah, nice. Yeah. It's this damn chair that, yeah.
When Nick gets back-to-back threes, and you guys get out on a 17-4 run, kind of help the home field or home court advantage kind of come alive at that point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no question. That was a good run, and it got loud in here. And, I said to Linder, I said, we played in so many big road games, venues where it gets loud, that I was kind of surprised to hear our crowd. It was pleasant to hear it get so loud for us. And that does make a difference for your guys and gives you good energy. And, because you need that. Nick played 38 minutes and Derek played 37 in a hard-fought game. And sometimes the crowd is what puts them through to finish that.
I mean, his progression from last season to this season has been pretty remarkable. Talk about kind of his growth and what he means to this team.
Well, he's just getting, you got two guys, I think, made a big jump. Oh, thank you. Oh, where'd you get a band? Who carries a band? Yeah. That's Pat. Thank you, Pat. You always come through. Yeah. Look at that. I might not be able to go Wednesday. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah. Well, the thing that I told these guys a couple weeks ago as I put on the Band-Aid and was the team that's going to be there in the end in March out of all these teams that are good, a lot of us are pretty good, it's the team that can keep improving. And and to improve as a team, you got to improve as individuals. And I think you see that with some of our guys right now, with Nick and James, and Montego's getting better, and I think a lot of guys are. I mean, Derek's a senior, but he's still getting better. And so You know, I think that's pretty important.
With the way these last your series with San Diego State has gone, and you're just expecting the game's going to come down, you know, be close at some point. When were you able to take a deep breath and realize
you won the game? I never really was, especially with them. They you know, because they can press so well and they're so long that you can turn it over, or dunk, turn it over three, and then all of a sudden it's a 5-0 run, or and they're right back on top of you. So. No, I never really did until that last, until James was dribbling the clock out. Then you're like, wow, it's done.
You spoke about Montego getting better. Tonight had to be probably the most significant minutes he's played for you all season.
Yeah.
Why were you so confident in Montego tonight?
Well, when we recruited him, I think when we recruited him kind of with these guys in mind. I mean, the way they, you need some athleticism out there. And now that athleticism happens to be about 5'8", but he's a great athlete, and he can go by guys. And so, you know, then Derek doesn't have to do 40 minutes of heavy lifting against their press and then come down and also score. And it's a guy that can go by guys and create some things, because they're hard to get by. They're, you know, they're one of the best defensive teams in the country. And, you know, it's a credit to them and Coach Fisher, the way they play. So you need some athletes to be able to go, you know, be able to turn the corner, and I think that's what Tego gives us.
After the game, you told the guys not to celebrate when we win the league. Do you think they believe in that now?
Who told you that?
You said it.
To whom?
To the bench.
Yeah, but how'd you hear that? Okay. What are you doing over our bench? Yeah. That's a private conversation. Quit eavesdropping on our... No. But, you know, that's one game. Win or lose, this was one game. And, it was a big one, and we love winning it. But we know there's a lot of work to be done still. And, you know, we put ourselves in a great position now, and so we'll hopefully get a chance to celebrate later.
With that being said, I mean, you pull in the loss column at least into a tie for fewest losses, and you're half game out of first place now in the league. I mean, what you guys steal out about what's changed, but, I mean, to go from 0-3 to being basically tied for first place in this league, what does that say about your team?
Well, if you'd have told me on the plane ride back from Wyoming that this would be sitting, I probably would call you a liar and not believe you. I mean, it's a great, you know, our guys, the thing that we wanted to do is, you know, is a big task ahead of us. We knew that. But we just wanted to fight our way back in one game at a time, and that's what these guys have done.
Nick mentioned when he was just in here when you guys were 0-3, he told someone, you know, we're going to win 7 or 8 games in a row. Did any players make any statements like that to you?
No, you know, I'm not big on, like, statements. Let's just go get stuff done, you know, and that's what these guys did. And I hope it would be more than that. But, you know, in your mind, if you look at it that way, that's an overwhelming task. And we just needed, I mean, the next one was UNLV. So it was just go find a way let's go find a way on this next one. And so we don't want to look too far, you know, we're not going to look too far ahead. We're going to enjoy this for the rest of the day. And then we have to recover from it tomorrow.
With the confidence that's been brewing from this streak, just does that help you guys going forward?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Teams that are feeling good about themselves, and you know, but you also got to know why we're playing well and identify those things and still find things that we can get better at.
Coach, could you elaborate a little bit more on the zone you went to with Webb in the middle, protecting a little bit?
Well, you know, against such a good team, you better have plan B, you better have plan C, and try some different things. And, you know, O'Brien was just, he looked like he was going to foul our whole team out, and he was kind of going to work. And so, you know, I was out of necessity to try to slow him down. And, you know, I think we were just hoping to buy some possessions. Plus, James was in foul trouble, and then Rob was going to be in foul trouble. And so we knew it was going to be – and they were pretty efficient those first 4 minutes of the second half.
Where does James rank athletically with players you've been around throughout your career?
That's hard to say, but he is – he's a high-level athlete by anybody's standards, I think. Even by – you know, he looks like one of the San Diego State guys as far as the way he can get up and play above the rim, and that's what, you know, you have to, you can't have them out athlete you at every position, and they're too good. So it's great to have James in a white uni.
And I don't want to be a bit of a buzzkill here, but I want to get your comments on the passing of Dean Smith today.
Oh,
have you ever had a chance to maybe meet him, and
He meant so much to college basketball and all the things that he's done. And he was a class act, ran a class program, and a great example, for us. Because, we were watching him when we were growing up and getting into the business. And so, you hope you can run a program with the class that he's always done it.
When you see Rob put up that three after San Diego State has cut it to four, what are you thinking? Is that the shot you want?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it was a great shot. When he let that go, I was calling for the press already. It was a great look and clean look. And then that's, those are the ones we make when we get the clean looks and inside-out shots. And so, yeah, I got a lot of belief in Rob, and he can deliver.
Moving forward, even though you guys already beat Air Force, do you take notice, even though they didn't have Nance to see that score, what they did to Washington yesterday?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I really didn't want to talk about Air Force until tomorrow. They are a Rubik's Cube. They're one of the hardest problems to solve. And I mean, they got a great coach. They're playing so well. They just beat New Mexico and Wyoming. And they beat Wyoming by 23. So we will have our hands full. But like I said, I gave these guys until tomorrow morning to enjoy this. And then we will solve work on solving the problem. You're never going to solve it. But you got to find a way to get it done.
After Nick's three threes in a row, have you ever heard Taco Bell Arena that loud? Do you remember the last time it was that loud in here?
Well, that, like I said, I thought we were playing on the road. Yeah. It was some of the places we played recently get that loud, and then you're like, I was almost calling timeout. So, so it was great though. Yeah, it was neat, really neat. And that's Mountain West basketball. It's huge. It makes the fans, I hope they understand what a value it is and what, how great it is for our players to have that and the energy that it gives them. Because they were gassed. We had to play really, really hard against these guys, no question. And we have to against everybody in Mountain West.
Going back to Nick, what's it like to have a post player like Nick, that he can hit that big three but also going downside and get some big shots?
Oh, it's huge, because especially with the other personnel, it makes the guys around him so much better, because they got so many shot blockers that if they just get to stand by the paint, then it'll just lock it down for us. And to have a guy that you have to chase out, and boy, you can't leave him, and if you make a mistake on him, he's gonna make you pay. It's a great weapon to have.
Leon, I know that, obviously you've been through some battles with and some misfortune with this team over the last few years, and your message to your team might be that they got another one on Wednesday, but how tough is it to win 7 games in a row in the conference?
Yeah, and then you think about where we've been and the circumstances and, all the circumstances with some injuries. And, Jake Ness got hurt yesterday in practice, and, Jake's been contributing. And he, in a game like this, you need, like I said, I didn't give Nick many minutes. And, Jake can go in and get a rebound, and he can battle. And so, yeah, these guys have kept overcoming stuff, and they're doing an amazing job of them. I told them that before the game, they've done an amazing job of putting us in this position to be in the race.
You said that you got a team that you figured, I remember since the beginning of the season, one thing about this team is they would get better the more games you played.
Yeah.
The season got on. You just beat the first place team in the Mountain West Conference by 15. Is this team still on the uptrend?
I feel like we are. I feel like we're moving up, as far as how, I think we're playing good. And we're kind of playing a little bit, a little bit better than the sum of our parts, maybe. And that's what great teams do. They're you look at them player by player, and like, wow, they're playing really good basketball together. And I think you're seeing that with us right now.
Coach, from James going from not playing a lot, being maybe an all-league player, to Derek shooting over 50% from three, from 0-3 in league to 7-3. Is this one of the more surprising teams you've ever coached? Does this team seem to surprise you a lot?
I think maybe it's more of a reflection on just coaching in general and being, you're like, how is, and I don't mean that as like me. What I mean is just like, it's crazy because you couldn't have, you think you're going to know and you think you could predict a 7-game. I could have never predicted that. And, but it's like I said, it's a credit to these guys because we haven't done everything perfect and we haven't, there's mistakes we've made along the way, but the best thing about these guys is how they just keep scrapping and they keep just fighting and keep making plays somehow, some way.
Just summarize, it's really great coaching.
No. It's the opposite of that. I'm just saying it just blows you away how, you know, some years you feel like, boy, we've done everything right, and you just don't, you know, the ball doesn't drop maybe, and then other years, sometimes it just lines up for you. And, you know, and where you almost feel like a team of destiny in some ways. But so you just got to enjoy the ones and hope you can be in this long enough that it evens out a little bit.
Did they give you any indication on Jake? I mean, you're going to get him back this year?
Yeah, I don't know. They were going to get an X-ray. Yeah, I hope so. Because he's a senior and he's contributing and he's a big part of it. And I'm telling you what, it's such a value to have a smart guy like him, you know, running the scout team, and but then being able to come in and help us play. And so he's such a value to this team, and our guys so respect his hard work so much. And, you know, whether it's, I mean, the Colorado State game, he was big, and those minutes he gives us are big. They're important. So, you know, I hope for his sake and for our team's sake that we get him down the stretch. His is a long, you know, that high ankle, those high ankle sprains are nasty. He's still in a boot, so he's not, yeah, he'll be out for a while. So, all right. Thank you for the towel.
I'm in the Sioux Boise State University.